You might find this an odd song to begin a tribute to Prince with. It's his cover of Joni Mitchell's A Case of You, an icon covering an icon. In some ways, it's an untouchable song coming on Joni's deeply personal Blue album. But Prince bears his soul as well with it, and does it by only singing two of Joni's five original verses. Prince Rogers Nelson was born June 8, 1958. He left his childhood home in Minneapolis when he was 14 and was quite soon, within 6 years, 1978, recording a first album that set the stage for a career that stopped suddenly, shockingly to his fans on April 21, 2016, with news of his death. I'm Paul Ingalls, and I'm simply composing this program on that date as comments are coming into my social media pages, over my Skype line, and from recording studios across the country.
Hi, this is John Sperney. I'm a musician and composer from New York City. When I was going to college in the 80s, you were pretty much a Prince person or a Michael person, in the way that if you're a Beatles fan, you're either a Paul person or a John person. And I definitely fell in the Prince camp. I remember going to the record store to buy Around the World in a Day on the day it came out. Returning to my college dorm room, where me and my roommate, after ingesting the appropriate substances, listened to the album all the way through. And it was so amazing to me that the guy who had made 1999, which is, you know, just a funky party record, could then go on to make one of the best music movies ever, and then go on to make one of the best psychedelic pop records ever, in succession.
Best friend in elementary school was Johnny Sedwitz, and in the 1960s we spent hours listening to the best of that era's music. Never listened to Prince with him, but John ended up in Minneapolis for most of his adult life and wrote me this. My wife Ginny and I have seen Prince perform in the Twin Cities over a dozen times and in every type of venue. Energy, soul, funk, jazz, rock, all blended into an electricity that would rival James Brown. One of my best friends in junior high, John Harwood, now political writer for the New York Times and CNBC, confirmed 1999 is easily a top five choice for getting anyone on a dance floor anytime.
Morning, 'cause this morning was judgment day. I'm Ann Powers with NPR Music. I was lucky enough to meet Prince, and the thing I remember the most about Prince up close was his smile. His smile was so sly and so beguiling. It was a thinking smile. As it took over his face, you could see a new thought was forming, and he would be reaching out to you to make a point or acknowledge something that you said, and you would feel that warmth. Prince had a reputation for being controlling, for being standoffish to the point of reclusiveness at times, but I found him to be incredibly warm, very funny, and very forthcoming in that context.
This will be the day you will hear me say that I will never run away. I am here for you. Love is meant for two. Tell me what you're gonna do. If I gave you diamonds and pearls, would you be a happy boy or a girl? If I could, I would give you the world. All I can do is just offer you my love. Which one of us is right?
Diamonds and Pearls from Graffiti Bridge, Prince with Rosie Gaines, whom Prince once compared to Ella Fitzgerald. And that is quite a thing to say. Our friend Jim Fusilli posted his column on Prince for the Wall Street Journal, writing that Prince was, quote, arguably the greatest rock and pop musician of his generation, and produced a body of work characterized by a fierce independence and dedication to his artistry. he achieved the paradoxical distinction of being both a superstar and underappreciated, familiar and mysterious, writes Jim. His sudden death leaves contemporary music without a comparable talent. Jim said, play Baby I'm a Star, because he was. He enjoyed playing as much and with as much joy as this track suggests. More from our bow to Prince in a moment.